Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram, in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, China's U.S. ambassador is warning that engagement with Taiwan will have consequences. The ambassador and reporters in Washington for more than an hour on Tuesday made it clear that China still steamed about the House Speaker's recent visit to Taiwan. Two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is proposing a suspension of the sales tax on school supplies. Whitmer says families need help getting ready for the upcoming school year. Okay, but when exactly does the governor think parents buy school supplies? It's not after classes have started, I'll tell you that much. And number three, former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be on the state's ballot for Congress. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will advance to Alaska's general election, where she'll face a challenger. This primary yesterday, the first to use a nonpartisan ranked voting system. Final results, though, won't be available until, well, after the month is over. That's how long it takes to count in these ranked voting systems. And that's where we start this Wednesday, August 17th, across the great state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve once again on this Wednesday. I'm here Thursday. I'm here Friday. Never fear, Steve is back on Monday. Always a privilege and pleasure to fill in. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. The show is there too, at Steve Gruber Show and SteveGruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, much more, including those after-show podcasts, anything you want to hear again or something you want to share with a friend who might not have heard it, go to SteveGruber.com, click on podcasts, find most of the segments from that day's show right there. Coming up on today's program, what you had to look forward to, well, more of me. Also, David Osborne, Americans for Fair Treatment CEO in hour one. Adam Millsap coming up in hour two. He is a economics professor at various places and currently senior fellow at Stand Together. Jonathan Holifield, former NFL player, new book, The Future of Economy and Future Economy and Inclusive Competitiveness. Carol Markowitz at hour number two, columnist at the New York Post. You also see her on Fox News and Fox Business. Ron Rademacher takes us across Michigan in hour three. And Thomas DiLorenzo, author of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics. We'll spend a couple of segments with him because if you're like me, you can always use a little more knowledge, teaching about the world of economics. All of that coming up on today's program. Before we're done, a scant 3 hours from now. Nearly stayed up late again last night and just couldn't finish it off. My Chicago White Sox playing the Houston Astros big time series. And for the second straight night, the White Sox come from a couple runs down, tie the game late, and then eventually go up in the bottom of the eighth inning. They win 4-3. They've won five in a row. It's perhaps their best, well, I don't say best baseball. They've been barely winning these games, but it's been one of the most exciting times of the year for my White Sox. But no, I went to bed so I would get up in time and be fresh and ready to host today's program. White Sox had win 4-3 last night. Someone who got to go to bed early last night, too, is Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And that's because, well, her election was not close. Yesterday, the primary in the state of Wyoming, and Liz Cheney losing. Last I saw it was 66% to 29%, I believe the most recent total. So it was a thorough thumping of Liz Cheney last night, yesterday, in Wyoming. And Harriet Hageman is your nominee. And unless something incredibly strange happens, she will be the next congressperson from Wyoming because the general election in November should not be too difficult for her. We're going to hear from her in a second from her victory speech last night. Liz Cheney did concede, saying the primary election is over, but now the real work begins. She referenced Abraham Lincoln in her speech last night, noting he lost congressional elections before he won the most important election of all, the presidency. I don't know if that was a foreshadowing of a race to come for Liz Cheney. Yeah, 66 to 69. 2 years ago, she won the primary with 73% of the vote and got 29% or so yesterday. Cheney said, quote, I could easily have done the same thing again. The path was clear, but it would have required I go along with President Trump's lie about the election. That was a house, or that was a path I could not and would not take. I don't have a ton to say about this because it's all so clear. There's not a lot of opaqueness here. I think it's unfortunate, not the fact that she lost. I think it's unfortunate the way it played out. Liz Cheney could have been a great leader for the party. Could have been, you know, a future majority leader, a future speaker, perhaps. And that was not the path that she decided to take. And the story of this comes down to someone losing touch with the constituency. When you go from 73% of the vote 2 years ago to 29% or so this time around, you have lost touch completely with the people who elected you to represent them. And that's what it comes down to. She's not going anywhere for a while. The panel continues. She's in office until January when the new Congress will take office. Let's hear quickly here from Harriet Hageman giving her victory speech last night and saying, well, Wyoming's chosen a new path here. Harriet Hageman, cut one.
Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone all across this great country who believes in the American dream, who believes in liberty, and who recognizes that our natural rights, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal protection, and due process come from God. They do not come from government. And the government cannot take them away. Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who understands that our government is a government of, by, and for the people. And that we can and do control the levers of power when we engage, when we participate, and when we hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. Concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent.
Here at Hageman last night, the Republican primary winner in Wyoming, she'll be the next congresswoman from Wyoming. If you look at the New York Post, not the Post, the New York Times, the Washington Post today, you'll see a series of op-eds leading the way saying Liz Cheney was wronged, Liz Cheney is in the right, Liz Cheney, it's such a sad story that Liz Cheney was rejected by voters. They don't understand what happened in Wyoming either, I don't believe, those columnists at the Times and the Post. Liz Cheney lost the trust and lost connection with the people she was elected to represent, and that is the story. And she will find a new role at CNN or perhaps MSNBC in the next 6 months or so. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.